for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Welcome to The Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Hope everyone is having a fantastic start to their day so far. Today is Friday, January 24th. It is raining outside. It looks like rain's going to continue for a little while, so make sure to, pack an umbrella on your way out the door today. Hey, thanks for being here. We got a great show today to close out the week. Tons of stuff happening, and plenty of stuff will happen this weekend that we will get you ready for. Tons of news stories that are just starting to unfold over the last 24 hours or so. We will get you up to date on all that information and more. My name is Rick Butler, joined to my left by Brandon Orrick, joined to my right by Weston Brown, and of course, the one and only Chance Collins is in the house as well. Hey, happy Friday, everyone. How are we doing today?
You go first, Fish.
Wonderful.
Hey! All right. Fantastic.
It worked.
We got it fixed.
Heck yeah. I'm feeling good, feeling great, Rick.
All right. Brandon?
I wish I could say the same.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's 10:04 right now. What have you had that has put you in this mood today so far? We've barely been up.
Speak on it.
Last night? Apparently you live under a rock, Rick.
I live in the same place you do, but continue.
But the coronavirus has made its way to Tennessee, Rick, and it's a little
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
It's here?
Yeah.
I thought we were just saying yesterday that it was in China, it was in Asia, it was other places around the world.
It's here.
It's here in just the state of Tennessee, or like it's in East Tennessee area.
It's in Cookeville. A Tennessee Tech student has it.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Wow.
You scared?
This is like a big deal, right? Like, we should be scared for this.
I mean, I don't know.
I ain't scared of no virus.
I feel like it's getting blown a little bit out of proportion.
It's here, Fish.
It's fake news, isn't it, Fish?
It hasn't even killed anybody, has it?
Yes, it has.
It's like double digits now are dead.
It's killed like 20, almost 30 people.
And it's been like a week.
I bet the flu is a lot higher than that.
Look how long the flu's been around, Fish.
Yeah, we can treat the flu. You want to get pneumonia with no cure? You just gotta have it. It's like the guy who had the hiccups for 67 years. You just
68.
Have it. 68. Man, if only he could have just stuck around for one more year, right? Like, that's an accomplishment. Anyways, you don't want this virus. There's no way that you can just downplay the magnitude of what this coronavirus is. Brandon, I'm just going to rattle off a couple of quick-fire questions for you.
Okay.
I have the sniffles. Do I have the coronavirus?
I can't say yes or no.
Should I be afraid that I have the coronavirus?
Probably not.
What if my head starts to hurt?
Take an ibuprofen? I don't know.
Should I go on a plane here in a couple weeks?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's got everybody on full alarm. So we're on orange level threat to the coronavirus.
Orange level.
Oh, we're on VFL level threat right now. What is the classification for, I guess, threat rankings? Like, is red the worst? Orange is pretty. Orange is fairly close to red.
I mean, if you're on red alert.
Yeah, but if you're orange, that means like you're almost there. Orange is very close to red.
I think orange is the highest threat.
Oh my god.
I feel like red alert. Be on red alert. I feel like that's the highest one.
Let's see. Homeland Security Advisory System. Severe. Okay, you're right. Severe is red. Orange is high. Yellow is elevated. Blue is guarded. Low is green.
So, but in terms of the rankings, orange is the second highest.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a world outbreak virus right now. At its second highest, most severe threat level?
Correct.
And you guys are just laughing this off over here. Oh, my God. Y'all gotta be careful. One of us gets it, we are all toast.
No, I drank a lot of elderberry syrup. Good.
Chance takes his Flintstone vitamins every day.
Nope.
He's good. He could go live in an airport right now.
He ain't scared of coronavirus.
His immune system is rock solid.
Syrup?
Yeah.
Scissorp.
Elderberry.
Scissorp.
How do you say syrup? Syrup.
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 Syrup, man.
Syrup.
From the South.
S-E-E-R-U-P.
How many people do you know that actually say syrup?
No one.
Yeah, exactly. Syrup.
Scissorp.
I don't know anybody who says it like that besides you, though.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that says syrup.
I feel like you're just discrediting a lot of letters in the word. you're just choosing your favorite four
elderberry
and just discluding
syrup.
The rest.
Nobody pronounces it like syrup.
It's like you don't care about the
Y. I mean, I can say elderberry
syrup. What did the Y ever
syrup,
do to you?
But it's syrup.
I just received a communique from Bear saying that you are an idiot.
Well, Bear, you're an idiot.
And that's why you're banned right now. Tell him.
Why am I an idiot?
I guess because you don't care about the coronavirus.
Oh, they got
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I do need you to care about the coronavirus.
There's this whole Dr. Bear thing that's Dr. Bear, right?
These things happen every, 5 years.
Bird
and
flu.
And it never. SARS.
Pig flu.
Yeah, SARS. Angry cow disease. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, the Black Plague. That was one that just came and went.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm worried about this. I'm going to an airport soon, which means that y'all will all be in trouble if something goes down.
I'm telling you, don't go. But anyway, I'm doing fine.
Okay, so after all that, Brandon's still with us here today. That's fantastic to hear. Hey, thanks for being here. If you want to get in on the show today, go ahead. Phone lines are already starting to pile up. We will get to those here momentarily.
Yeah, I think Bear just called in.
Who?
I think Bear just called in. Sound like an angry boomer.
Did you just...
He hung up. He had
oh, he
some very
hung
choice
up?
Words and hung up.
Oh, it probably just sounded like static coming through.
Yeah, you know.
And then you hear the...
It's like the Charlie Brown teacher.
That sounds about right. Hey, that phone number, as always, 865-546-8200. Got a ton of stuff planned for today's show. We will be starting with tomorrow's afternoon game. The Big 12 SEC Challenge takes place. Who did we play last year in this challenge? I remember 2 years ago we played Kansas State.
West Virginia?
Yeah, West Virginia. Yeah. But now we got Kansas up on the schedule right now. This is going to be a tough game for sure.
What is he doing? Yeah. Listen, Bear, if you don't stop acting out, the suspension will continue. He's calling me right now.
He's calling
like
him
I,
in the middle,
like,
of, in
no,
the middle
like,
of our
like
show.
Like you're not doing a show every
in the
Monday
middle of our
through
show.
Friday, 10 to noon. He actually works here. He knows the schedule. He's obviously listening.
What are we going to do, stop the opening monologue to answer the call on the air?
That's what he wants you to do.
Apparently. I don't know.
Anyways.
This whole Dr. Bear thing's going to his head.
Tomorrow, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time from ESPN, the Tennessee Volunteers travel to Lawrence, Kansas to take on the Jayhawks. ESPN's Basketball Power Index giving Kansas a 90.6% chance to win this game. ESPN's College Game Day will be there, so that atmosphere will be through the roof. And then, of course, Kansas will be dealing with two suspensions due to Wednesday's brawl. against Kansas State. What is it? Sophomore Silvio D'Souza, he will be suspended 12 games. And then David McCormick, he will be suspended 2 games for the Jayhawks. So that's who they'll be down. There's a lot going into this game. Tennessee able to kind of even out the odds ever so slightly, I think, with the loss of those two players. But then again, not one of their focal points on offense by any means, either of those guys. Brandon, headed into this game, I think in the middle of the week there, we were very optimistic. I think just because we were anticipating a lot of suspensions, we were excited about the idea of actually being in this game when we've just counted ourselves out for so long. What is kind of your point now here towards the end of the week with only about 24 hours left to go until this game tips off?
Well, you're right. I think before the suspensions came out, I think we were all kind of expecting there to be more than just two suspensions. And, I mean, their whole team cleared the bench. So I think we were being a little hopeful that the suspensions would be a little bit more severe.
I still stand by that. We were rightfully hopeful. I don't think we got our expectations out of line. I don't think we hoped too much would happen. I think, if anything, the conversation around those suspensions were they might have not done enough, or should they have done more. I still think that we were in the right for what we were hoping for.
So right now I'm picking Kansas to win. I'll go ahead and get my pick out there.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
really went out on a limb on that one, didn't you?
Well, sorry. I mean, you want me to just pick an upset just for the heck of it?
No, just saying here.
But I don't know. I think it's going to be really tough tomorrow. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough atmosphere. I think it's going to be interesting to see how their fans kind of react tomorrow. I mean, it'll be the first time back in there since the brawl. But I imagine it to be a pretty raucous atmosphere, and it's not going to be easy to go in there and win tomorrow. But we've seen crazier things happen.
Yeah, especially in this year's world of college basketball. Certainly anything can happen on any given night. Chance, what about you? What's kind of your overall thoughts heading into this game tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it would be a legitimate upset if Tennessee were to be able to go into the field house and take out Kansas at full strength. Still thought it was going to be a tough game to go on the road to Kansas. We know they don't lose many games at home ever. So tough to beat them. And they got a pretty talented team, no much more talented team than Tennessee does on paper. You hope the Tennessee just catch them slipping. Maybe a lot of their attention is still to the brawl. There's going to be a lot of talk about it. Maybe that's somewhat of a distraction for Bill Self and his club. But it's going to take an 110% effort for Tennessee to come away with the win. I mean, like Bowden rolling, Vescovi, Triple J getting going, getting into double figures, Fulkerson being a beast and mucking it up down low and, you know, getting a double-double or something like that, and then Pons actually scoring. You would need at least five-plus players. I'd say at least five players have to go in double figures for Tennessee to win this game.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I think Tennessee's MO this really whole season has been a balanced effort from the team. Most of the time you see, you know, about 4, 5, 6 players even sometimes all around from that 8 to 12, 8 to 13 point range, and that's how typically Tennessee has been winning their games, getting up to that 65, 66 point mark. And I totally agree with you, but man, to me this kind of reminds me of what you would see in a tournament game, right? And what do we know about those tournament games? Is you got to have somebody step up, right? You got to have a player just go unconscious in the middle of the game and really kind of will your team into it. I think Tennessee's going to, like you said, Chance, Tennessee's going to need 110%. But I really think that, man, if we can get one player to go off, like I think that's a recipe for success and how to win. I think that you got to have somebody just be able to put the team on its back and consistently hit shots. I mean, somebody get up into the 20-point range, right? It seems like most other teams can have a player do that from time to time. I don't know when our last 20-point score has been. Well, it was Jordan Bowden. He scored 21.
Against Vanderbilt, I think.
Against Vanderbilt. But, man, those things are few and far between, right? And that's It's not like that's a bad thing. That's due to the balanced effort that Tennessee typically gives. But, man, I think that you got to have somebody step up. You got to have somebody put this team on their back and get above 25. That's tournament play right there. We all remember Carson Edwards last year for Purdue. We've all remembered the superhuman efforts from Grant Williams when he's just taken our team to that next level. You got to have a player who's willing to step up and do that for you. I think that's one of the most important things headed into tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's going to have to. It doesn't have to necessarily be Jordan Bowden, but somebody's going to have to step up and score. And, I mean, the last time we saw this team on the road, they struggled big time, not only on the offensive end but defensively as well. Or, excuse me, not the last time. I guess that was Vanderbilt. But the time before, Georgia. I think the biggest thing for Tennessee tomorrow is to bring the defensive intensity. Because, if they are hitting shots, if they play defense like they did against Georgia, it's not going to matter. So they're going to have to play defensive basketball, good defensive basketball like they played the past two games. And give yourself a chance. Don't turn the ball over. You just got to do the small things, do the simple things tomorrow to give yourself a chance, and then see where it's at.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If you want to be in this game to the end, you got to have the fundamentals down, right? Like, you can't be losing this game due to the fundamentals. And a lot of that really is, hey, turnover is going to be important. Something as basic as free throws. Got to be able to hit your free throws at a consistent rate. If you go 60 to 70%, maybe that's a key difference in starting or stopping a run, vice versa. I think it's a lot of these things that are fundamentals. Maybe we can even out-rebound them. They will be missing some height due to the suspensions. Maybe that's an area that you can take advantage of. Juris Plavcic is going to have a tough game trying to deal with Azubuike. Hopefully we can maybe even get him in foul trouble again just like last year. But nonetheless, going to be a wild game for sure. We will continue to stick with this game more on throughout the show today, as we still got a lot of these players to talk about, give you some of the most important matchups that you got to know heading into it. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and catch our first break of the show real quick, come back on the other side, and get to these phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
Greg.
Hey, I believe Greg's a new caller. So we're going to catch this quick break. Greg, stick around. We're coming back to you right after this. You're listening to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
It's the best time of year in the sports calendar, and if you've been thinking about betting on it,
back here on the Blitz. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to join us. Let's go to the phone lines, grab a call from Greg. Greg, how's it going this morning?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I love your team, man. It's awesome. I got 15 points to make, and I'm going to do it under 1 minute.
All right. Start the clock.
You ready?
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes is really good at football. I like the new young coaches. We need more black coaches in the NFL. The referees, why? Why? Eminem is the greatest rapper of all time. I don't know how to change the oil on my own car. Girl move. I call tackle and I get pissed off. That's all I got.
That was 7. You made it halfway there in 30 seconds.
Wait. I'm really good at math. You give me a calculation, I can spit it out in 15 seconds.
You got 15 seconds to make a lot of more points.
Okay, ACT is for white people. Black people get beat up by the police. I hate change. When my daughter left my house, I was a broken man. I pray every morning when I wake up for my soul to be infused by God's grace and mercy. That's it.
Brandon, was that officially time?
It's 15.
He was a little over.
Hey.
A little bit over 5 seconds.
We'll get it, though.
Thanks, Greg.
It's 15 points is quite a feat. I don't even know if I've made 15 consecutive points in the history of this show.
Greg, a couple sports points, a lot of life points, a lot of societal points.
A lot of points to really get the individual thinking.
Brought a whole smorgasbord of topics.
He did. Some people would call that chance a whole Ouija board full of topics.
A Ouija?
Ouija board.
A Ouija?
A Ouija?
A Ouija board.
How is it a Ouija
fish?
Board full of topics?
Oh,
that
just,
doesn't make any
I
sense.
I just wanted the opportunity to bring back up a Ouija board.
Why?
Some people have been asking about the ghost situation. Just came to my head.
You mean the Cody situation?
You know, it seems as though that is the direction it went.
Yeah.
We don't know this for sure.
But you guys are starting to.
But the ghost.
The consensus.
Look, I'm really hoping maybe he moved on to our upstairs neighbor. Because they are the worst. I'll just go ahead and say it. Anyways, Chance, do we have anybody else call in during that?
Yeah, we got Phil up. You ready?
Hey, let's do it. Hey, Phil, welcome into the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Fabulous.
How you doing?
You and the boys get the phones fixed, or does Barrett Bryant get them fixed? I heard him get flushed on the last show. It's kind of cool.
I believe the godfather, Nate Hodges, is the one who should take that responsibility and take that credit.
Well, that's good. Looks like everybody's wanting to talk today. You know, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Tennessee even have a chance tomorrow?
I think they have a chance. I mean, you've seen what's happened in college basketball this year. Top teams going down, you know, left and right. I think there's definitely a chance. I mean, they come out there, if they can play high-level defense and rely on their defense to lead them to some great offense, they got a shot.
Yeah, I still like when you score enough to win.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's going to be tough for them to score. Like I said, like we said in the first segment, I think you have to have at least five guys in double figures for them to win the game. That's what it would have to be. Because it's not going to be like somebody, you know, going for 30 or something. It's always a lot of balanced scoring with this team. So you have to have at least five, maybe even six guys going in double figures for me to believe that they'll win.
Was Ohio State ranked number one in the country this year?
At one time.
And now how many games they lost now?
Seven.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they were number one at once.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple days ago we read off the brand new top 10 or top 15, and it is definitely a mixed bag full of teams. You know, you got teams, you got big names, you got small names.
You got Baylor number one. There.
Yeah, you got Baylor's number one of all people.
San Diego State is in your top five.
Dayton is in the top 15.
Florida State, Leonard Hamilton.
Yeah.
They are ranked fifth right now. So
I think Florida State's undervalued. I think they should be ranked in the top three or four in the country.
Yeah, a lot of people said they have been over the last couple years. I mean, they've always had a long team. Like it seems like the last like 6 years, that's like the guys he recruits. He's sending a lot of guys to the NBA too, and they always have like this long team of like these versatile guards and forwards. You got Dayton in the top 10, Archie Miller's former squad.
Well, Anthony Grant, former Alabama coach, Dayton, he's doing a good job there.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah, it's I'm going down to Catholic tomorrow to watch IMG and Catholic at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to be there, Phil? Me too.
Yeah. You going to be there, too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Going to watch Springer. And the rest.
I figure Fabus will be down there. You know
what? What time is that game at?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Oh, that might be fun to go to.
Big basketball game.
Well, y'all bring it down early, though. There's only 1,500 people at gym seats, so first come, first serve.
Yeah, it's going to be a packed house. I think you'll have a lot of standing room only in that house tomorrow afternoon. You got a lot of good recruits.
And so that one is Springer, correct?
Uh-huh.
And shout-out to Springer as well. We're going to bring this up later, and we certainly still will, but He gets selected as one of the participants in the 2020 McDonald's All-American game. So he'll be following in the shoes of Triple J.
Yeah, and Keon probably would have been if he hadn't got hurt.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's tough. I mean, that would have been awesome to get two guys in. I believe right now only Duke and Kentucky are the only teams with multiple players in that game. Would have been really cool to see Tennessee get another one in, but nonetheless, it's still great to have a kid in there back-to-back years.
It'd be interesting for people that go tomorrow to watch Catholics' two best players. Of course, Brian B.J. Edwards is their best player, but they have a 6'9 center named Akeem Havasuki, 6'9, 220, and I don't know why Tennessee's not recruiting him. Everybody else is.
Yeah, he's high on the list of Bruce Pearl. Bruce Pearl's been going after him. Frank Martin as well.
Georgetown.
Yeah, it is a little odd. Maybe Barnes just waiting to see a little bit more, or they're not worried if they're not sure if they're going to have a spot for him. I don't know. It is a little bit weird.
So Tennessee has offered B.J. Edwards. Is that correct?
Yes.
I believe that they are
team. He's a sophomore in high school, and they've already offered. It shows you how good he's going to be. And then Akeem's a senior. And Tennessee needs at least one more. They need an athletic post player. They don't really have one.
Yeah.
They got guys that are decent, but they're not that athletic, I don't think. Would y'all agree with that assessment?
Yeah.
Well, I think Pons is obviously very athletic, but I don't know if you would call him a traditional post player by any means.
I agree.
He's much more of a hybrid, especially with his role this year.
Especially when he can block shots.
Yeah.
But he's not rebounding too good here lately, and he's on the boards a little bit. But he sure can sky and block shots, though, can't he?
Yeah, he can. The whole team needs to get a better act together rebounding. And that's one of the biggest things that, you know, I hope Plavsic really kind of comes to his own in. If he could get around, I don't know, 7 to 10 rebounds a game, I think that helps Tennessee tremendously. And it feels like
that baby hook.
Yeah. He does have that shot now. That has surprised me, and that's been fun to watch.
He reminds me of a Tennessee basketball player of 50 years ago called Len Kosmowski. Look, get in your record book. He was All-SEC player in Tennessee.
What was his name?
Len Kosmowski.
What a name.
He was down there, I think he was 70 through 73, I think he was at Tennessee. Something like that.
Brandon's on the research.
All right,
he's going to find
guys.
This guy.
See you. Y'all have a good weekend.
Hey, appreciate the call. You as well, and enjoy the game tomorrow. Man, that is going to be fun. Having another player in the McDonald's All-American game, that's a huge spotlight. I remember being lucky enough to go last year just kind of seeing these kids and seeing the pageantry that they put on for them. And it's a great highlight opportunity. I think it's going to be fun. I'm glad that Tennessee can go back to that game, or at least have a representative in that game back-to-back years. Did you ever find this guy, Brandon?
No? Still looking over there?
I wasn't sure what the last name was.
Oh.
How to spell it.
Maybe we will just have to take Phil's word for it. I guess that is the plan there. Hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to catch a quick break in the show real quick, then jump back, and we got plenty of stuff to get into today. Antonio Brown turned himself in. The Super Bowl is only about a week away. There's just a bunch of stuff right now. We'll get into all of it and more. Again, our phone line's back wide open if you want to call to get into the show today. Otherwise, we'll see you right back in a couple minutes.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker fair. For real, you the only father.
It's the best time of year.
Wake up. Frank. Faded. Frank.
Faded. Frank. Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow.
All right, 10:36 a.m. back here on the Blitz, talking a little bit Vols, Kansas tomorrow. That one's tipping off at 4 p.m. Otherwise, the Lady Vols were in action last night. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Be glad.
Why? Was it just...
It hurt Brandon. It brought him back for a little bit, then it hurt him.
It didn't.
It gave him a little hope.
Did it bring you back?
Yeah, so let me
did
just...
Did it bring out the bright blue and orange?
Complete transparency here. I have not sat down to watch a Lady Vols basketball game in I could not tell you when.
Not even a tournament game?
No.
Granted, have we even been really in the tournament recently?
Outside of last year, yeah.
So, and I could not tell you. I've probably not been to a Lady Vols game at TBA since I was probably 12.
Okay.
So I get home last night, and I turn this game on, and I start to watch, And it's second quarter, and I watch till halftime. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Tennessee's playing okay. But I'll be, I mean, I realized last night why I do not watch that sport. It is so frustrating to watch.
Tread lightly.
It is so frustrating to watch. It is infuriating to watch.
Why?
Why? Why?
Because it
because
just
of what?
Is. It's just not good.
Why?
It's
what factors?
Yeah.
It's not
elaborate.
Good right. Basketball.
Tag me in. I think I have the explanation you're looking
okay.
for.
Okay.
I think when we watch men's basketball and when we watch the NBA, it's a much more violent style of basketball.
That does not have anything
right,
to do with it.
You're tagged back in. Go ahead and fall off this cliff by yourself.
Yeah, dude.
I was trying to help you.
Don't get us canceled out here in cancel culture.
It has nothing to do with the violence of the sport. It's not violent. As Rick takes a sip of his water or whatever the hell's in that cup.
Yeah. I like it.
Dilly dilly.
You all didn't watch this game, except for you.
I did watch the game.
Did you not agree?
No, I mean, listen.
You can't tell me that you don't.
It's a pure form of basketball.
No, it is not.
I've said this before, not just here to jab at you. It's the weakest argument by people when, it's not the same. It's frustrating. It's boring. You know what you're going into when you're watching women's basketball compared to men's basketball. You can't really compare the two. No.
I expect them to be able to pass the ball and the other person catch it and be able to cleanly make a basketball move.
Well, I know a lot of people.
I expect them to not turn the ball over 22 times in the first half. 22.
We thought the men's team had some turnover troubles.
Well, it's not. You always hear a lot of, there's no dunks. I don't care about the dunks. I get tired seeing layups and three-pointers. I'm like,
I would have loved to seen a layup last night. Do you know how many missed layups I saw?
It was a lot of turnovers in the first half.
Going up for a rebound, the ball just gets batted around. Just grab it.
Like a beach ball at a Nickelback concert?
Sure.
Nickelback coming to Nashville.
Maybe you need a coach women's basketball.
I would rather do anything else.
Whoa.
You should go volunteer to be Nate's assistant coach for his daughter's girls' basketball team.
I will.
That would be great. I can totally see that
happening.
I will
reluctantly pass on that opportunity.
I think you should do it. I think you need a new appreciation.
I got one last night.
Guys.
And I will never watch another game of women's basketball.
Whoa, never?
Its entirety.
No, until we go next year.
I did tell Cody last night when we were watching that I had thought about going, but that was before things got out of hand.
You're putting your foot down now.
It'd be a much better game next year. I think the anticipation will be there. It's in TBA.
Well, if they can make layups and not throw the ball away, maybe.
Fish, you watch this game, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Do you share these points that Brandon has?
I know what he's talking about, and I think
anyone who watches the game knows what I'm talking about.
I think once you get into the upper tier of women's college basketball, you didn't see UConn doing this as much as Tennessee, right?
I mean, I guess.
Yes.
I thought you watched the game.
Yes. So, I'm going to answer your question is yes.
Okay, so you get into the top four, top eight of college or women's college basketball.
Sure.
And I think less of this happens because there is a big drop-off. Always has been. There's always been five good teams about every year, and then a big drop-off. The Lady Vols aren't there yet. They could be there next year or maybe the year after. I think they'll be there next year. But this team is really raw right now. They're coached pretty good, but it's going to take some time. I thought they played good in the first half. Second half was hard to watch.
They scored 14 points.
Fish.
Yeah, it was the fewest points in Tennessee Lady Vols history, I believe, in a half.
Fish. I was watching the first half, the end of the first half.
With an ice pick in your eye.
They had 20 turnovers in the first half.
Told you they're raw. They're ranked. They might not even be ranked anymore. They're ranked 23rd. There's a there's a big drop off from the top tier. A
little fresh, Brandon. A little fresh.
You go and watch like a Final Four game or something like that.
No.
Yeah, Brandon, go home and watch a random Final Four game.
You think I'm going to go watch a game of women's basketball that I have no rooting interest in?
Go watch like the championship game highlights.
Yeah.
It's a much different story.
Yeah, go watch.
I would rather watch paint dry.
Go watch Baylor, Mississippi State, or a South Carolina game, Brandon. Then you can get some real appreciation. You just need to culture yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm not cultured.
Imagine him in khakis and a button-up. You kind of look like a women's basketball coach.
Oh, my God.
A
little bit.
So I'm saying you got to go team up with Nate over here. We can go ask him during the break. Are you looking for an assistant coach? We have a guy.
Do not get me involved in this.
You have a basketball background, right?
Not women's basketball.
Well, it's basketball. Why make the distinction? You know basketball. We love our women here.
If we don't make a distinction, why do they have two separate sports?
Fish, if you say that sentence, then you got to tune into The Bachelor on Monday. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
No.
You got to be a part of our show.
No.
It's a great segment. People love it. People from all over the planet are coming out of the woodworks to say that they love that segment.
No, I'm glad it's good. You guys do a good job at it.
Ouch. Ouch! Okay, so, Lady Vols go down by a score of 45-60 yesterday. I guess whenever there's another big game, we'll check back in with the Lady Vols. Maybe around tournament time, certainly. But that game was cool, I guess, in just seeing all the videos coming up. And just kind of about the rivalry. It's cool to see Pat some and whatnot down there.
Shout out to Top Rocky on Twitter.
Okay.
Who sent me the Wikipedia page. Love Wikipedia.
Shout out.
For Lynn Kosmalski.
Ah, that was the last name.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
7-footer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully Plavsic can get up to that level, I guess. Phil stands by him. He's got his Wikipedia page right here.
He played in the NBA for the Kansas City Kings.
The Kansas City Kings?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool name. That's a really good basketball name. So did they move to Sacramento?
Yeah, they were eventually moved over. I guess they were in the original ABA.
Good name. Chance, we have, who's on the phone line?
Rod.
Do we have time for it right now, or do we got to catch a quick break?
Let's take a quick break.
Okay, hey, Rod, stick right there. We will be back in just a short minute. We'll come back, get your phone call, and then see what else we can get into. Hey, don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Blitz, Fan Run Radio. All right, back here on The Blitz, 10:48 a.m., just like we said a second ago, our phone lines are open today, 865-546-8200. That is the same number as always. And, of course, we'll head over to the phone lines right now, take a call from Rod. Hey, good morning, Rod. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good, Rod.
Doing great, Rod.
Now, listen to me. I'll tell you this. I love women. I like them a lot. I've even had two wives, you know. But, boys, I tell you what, I gave Brandon a hard time back in the summer about the Braves and the Mets and all that, but I tell you, I'm on Brandon's team with this one.
Thank you, Rod.
I tried to watch that game last night. I turned it on, boys, right before halftime, and I watched about a minute, and then I watched most of the third quarter, and I had to turn it. That was before they were completely blown out, and I had to turn it off. It was so bad. I mean, and it wasn't just, I don't know which ones you said it, but it wasn't just Tennessee throwing the ball around and flopping around. UConn was, too. It was awful.
Yeah, it was hard to watch, Rod.
And that's ESPN primetime premier basketball, and I can't imagine anybody outside of the Lady Bowl or UConn diehards are watching that game just a leisure time activity. It was... I've seen little kids that had more control over a basketball than missing wide open layups. There, the UConn girl, one play, they threw the ball ahead to her. The next closest Tennessee player to the 3-point line, she blew the layup. You see that in Brain?
Sadly, yes. Sadly, yes, I did see it.
And I'm not trying to be, you know, I ain't politically correct anyway, but I'm telling you now, I love women, but that was hard to watch, boys. Hard to watch.
I agree 100%, Rod. I'm right there with you. It's these other ones that you got to convince.
Yeah, well, tell them to go coach the women's basketball team for a few weeks and see what they think.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Love you.
I appreciate the call, Rod.
Hey, I'm with you.
Be pulling out your hair if you had any to pull out, Fish, if you coach women's basketball.
Yeah, you could just reshave, I guess.
No, I think Fish could coach women's. See, there's you guys couldn't do it, Brandon. Maybe Rod can't do it because you ain't got the temperament or the basketball IQ to do it. You know, Fish could do it.
Whoa!
I'm calling you out. Fish
you just
could
can't do it because you don't know basketball.
Yeah.
Whoa!
You can't have the temperament to go out there and teach young girls the game.
I would go out there and try to make these young ladies better women, better basketball players, learn life lessons.
Heck yeah.
You going to teach them the knee drop? Is that the life lesson you're going to teach them, Fish? The knee drop?
Don't you talk about the knee drop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's reserved right now. It's reserved. All right.
May never see the knee drop again.
Hey, do we still have to catch one more break?
I don't know. Chance is the guy you need to talk to.
Chance, do we still have another break we got to take, or is this it? Are we going through till the end?
This is your first time? No, we're good.
Okay, we're good. I just got mixed up.
No, we're good. Rod said to tell you he knows a lot of basketball. He got good basketball.
He's talking to
That's
you.
That's the thing. He been no watching so much basketball.
Yeah, Chance, he's talking. I think he's talking to you, Chance. I don't know if he's talking to Weston here.
He told Weston.
No,
I don't know.
He said, Chance, you tell him. I answered the
You're the
phone.
One that said it.
I know what he says. I can't help it. He can't differentiate.
Well, you're the one that said it.
I can't help that he got us mixed up.
Yeah, that's not on me.
He addressed Weston.
I'm telling you what he said.
He's talking to Weston.
Yep. Maybe we coach a youth squad this next year, and we just prove all you guys wrong. And Weston.
Take him
all
to the top.
Yeah. Well, maybe me and Rod will coach one, too, and our team will beat yours.
Ha! Ha!
Why do I get left out of all this?
You can be on mine and Rod's team.
I don't know if I want to be on your and Rod team.
You kind of said you agree with them, so I feel like you're with them.
I don't know. I didn't necessarily say I
you
agree
with
them.
You said I'm with you. You did.
But I also bashed his IQ. I did do that. That's got to count for some kind of brownie points, right?
A little bit, but I feel like you just did a whoa. I don't know if you bashed. I felt like you just like, whoa! You know how we do.
Man.
You're on mine and Rod's team.
Yeah.
That's I don't know if I want to be on yours and Rod's team.
We need the Steve Nash of the streets. Oh,
That's how you hooked him.
Right.
That's how you
All
hooked
right.
him. Hooked
now
him
we're
hook,
in.
Line, and
now
sinker.
We're in.
You knew what to say.
Now we're
you
in.
You knew what to say. Well played, Brandon.
Speaking
well played.
Of the Steve well Nash of the streets, I did see on Twitter yesterday somebody mentioned somebody had brought up the Fan Run basketball game, and I just want to make it known to everybody here on this station that we are ready, and our challenge is out there. We will destroy, and I mean, it will be ugly, regardless of who you put in front of us. We will destroy any other show in a 3-on-3 tournament.
How are we power ranking?
Us.
Yeah. Us
first.
One, three and out, two.
No, wait.
Us one.
Us one.
Us two.
Top us two.
Us three.
Yes.
Us four.
And us five.
And us five.
I'm just saying.
You know who's the second best behind our show in basketball?
Who?
Come on, dude. We just did this.
That's it. I don't have an answer. I don't have a single answer.
No, but seriously.
Anyway, Fish and I are going to break this down. The drive is last.
Yes. Booms.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
I feel like talk sports would be okay.
What do you say? Let's see.
It's us.
The drive, overtime, talk sports, three and out, us.
Yeah, yes.
For sure.
Now, is that in terms of basketball or just in terms of overall athleticism?
Oh, anything that they want to throw away. Trivia, basketball.
Oh, my God. Trivia, we would own. We would own. They don't even know.
Cornhole.
They don't even know
darts.
How much trivia we've been preparing for.
Oh, yeah. They don't, nobody
they don't,
knows.
Nobody even knows. None of them. Yeah, mini golf, trivia, basketball, cornhole. We got every game on lock.
Well, I'm just saying, I feel like we should be, it's getting close to that time when we can start actually doing these challenges. It's cold right now, but spring is just around the corner.
It's true.
We could hit a gym. Okay. Gymnasium.
Hey, what's the deal with your taekwondo? Are you still, or jiu-jitsu?
Oh, yeah, did you get
are
a new belt?
Yeah.
No, I haven't went back.
Why?
So you went your one time?
Yeah.
Hey, how's
you went one time, you hit a guy in the nads, and you've not been back?
My biggest thing with it is that I was going to, if
That's
I went.
That's rude.
If I went, I would have to go in the mornings.
Yeah.
There are no showers there. And I don't want to come into this job and another job being a stinky boy.
A stinky boy.
A stinky boy.
Because hey, so there was one guy, that guy that I hit in the nards, that was a really stinky boy.
Oh.
And rolling around with him was not fun.
Oh.
Sweat dripped off his forehead.
Into your mouth.
Onto my face. It was close.
Which rolled down into your eyeball.
No, but
and that's how fish got the coronavirus.
that's great. Real quick.
Was. No,
so jiu-jitsu, that's out. Couch to 5K, how's that going? Oh, what did I miss? Dang it.
Yeah. Just finished.
Brandon says take us to break. I guess that's what we'll do. Hour number two of the Blitz coming up next.